about 5 years ago, we went out to our community and had a very extensive series of meetings with very high levels of participation. We had about 1,400 people participate in total. We really asked at that time two simple questions. What goals do you have for your students, and what characteristics do you want to see in your schools? And we learned a lot, and from that we developed a vision and a set of commitments to our community, a new mission statement, and a strategic plan. And it's that plan really driven by what we heard from our community that's been guiding us over the past 5 years. We feel since that time we've made a great deal of progress. We've been monitoring progress and measuring against the goals the community set for us. But it's been 5 years, and we think it's time now to go back and ask what's next. Now what do you want to see in your schools? Have we made satisfactory progress in your eyes? And where would you like to see maybe a shift in emphasis or focus into the future?
And is this open to parents who have students at the schools, or is it more broad than that?
Well, we believe that our schools belong to the whole community, and so we want anybody to participate who's willing to offer their voice. We're doing that by having evening meetings that we suspect will be strongly participated by parents. We're holding the meetings in Spanish and in English. We're removing other obstacles to participation. We're providing food and childcare, and trying to offer them at convenient times. The week of November 5th, we'll be doing three evening meetings, one in each of the three communities we serve, Basalt, Carbondale, and Glenwood Springs. Plus, we're doing community leader breakfasts those mornings so that we can get people maybe on their way to work to stop by and participate. We're doing meetings during the day for students and after school for staff. And then we're also offering the opportunity of what we've nicknamed pop-up meetings. So if there's a community organization that says, we really want to participate and your meeting times don't work for us, then we'll come to you and we'll schedule a time to hear from you as well.